since there's a quasi shiur about sort of topics. So I thought we'd just start with the sugi in Bava Kamma. It's a sugi at the end of the first parak of Bava Kamma. Even our parak, the sugi we're probably not going to get through. It's a very, very important sugi in Machshava and Hashkafa that happens to find its way, stuck its way, it's Daf Yedzayin in Maseches Bava Kamma, the very end of the first parak. The Gemara talks about a sugi that actually appears a little bit in the end of the first parak of Kedushin, also a little bit of a different context. But the Gemara raises a question in both places, in Kedushin and Bava Kamma, about two of our grandiose goals in life. Two of the things that we're most involved in, at least we should be most involved in, takes up most of our energy in this world. Maybe we should take a little bit more of our energy in the world. And the Gemara puts them up on a pedestal and wants to know, ultimately, in the end of the day, which is more important. What are the two things that take up so much of our energy in Avodas Hashem? One is Limud HaTorah and one is Shemiras HaMitzvos. The Gemara wants to know, Talmud Gadol or Maaseh Gadol? Which of the two are more important? Is Limud HaTorah more important, or is for the actual performance of Maaseh HaMitzvos more important? It's not clear for the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina, the Shaila. It's probably not a Nafkamina as to which one I'm supposed to be doing, because there are klolim in halacha as to which I'm supposed to be doing. The Gemara tells us in other places that, let's say a person in the middle of learning, and the mitzvah comes his way. So if it's a mitzvah that he can, Efshel Lekayim Shneim, that he could have somebody else do the mitzvah on his behalf, or he could do the mitzvah perhaps at a later point, so then he should continue to learn. He shouldn't stop, shouldn't close his Gemara to do the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that has to be done by him, and has to be done by him right now, so then he has to close his Gemara and learn. Let's say the Moshe is sitting Pesach night, he's been sitting ready for 3 days, he left his house 3 days before Pesach, he's sitting wherever he's sitting, and he's sitting and shagging and learning, because he has nothing to do, he has no cleaning to do, he has nothing to do, he's sitting and learning, Yom Valayla, and now comes the Lel HaSeder. So the guy wants to sit and learn all night. Doesn't want to eat matzah. It's a waste of time eating matzah. I'm sitting and reading a Taisa Baba Kamma. I'm eating matzah. I'm talking about Sheila, Shashela, Shasainsin. I have to waste time and eat matzah for. So the din is no. That matzah is a Iyash Lassel Dechem. You can't have somebody else eat for you. It's a mitzvah Shabaguf. You can't appoint a Shaliach to Chilas Matzah. And it's Iyash Lakam Bechazman. You can't put it off till the next day when I finish the Sugya. You have to finish either Bechatzoysa by the morning, depending on what we'll talk about hopefully next week. So it's a Zman Vesuya. You have to do the mitzvah. So the din is you close your Gemara, you go make a Seidi, you mate, you mori, you say a Sibit in time, you drink your Dachoysis, do the mitzvahs. And then when you're done, you go back to your Sugya, then you go back to learning. Fine. If it's a mitzvah, let's say there's a big push, they're making a big tzedakah drive. So we need someone to rah-rah the troops and get everyone to run around to collect the money for this big tzedakah drive. So I could do it, but somebody could do it just as well as I can. The other guy's sitting and playing ball. He's having a sheer ball game. He's not sitting and learning. So if I'm sitting and learning, so I should pass it off to the guy who's not doing anything else. He's just not that sheer ball's not important. It's very important. But he's not sitting and learning. So let the guy who's playing ball do the tzedakah drive, and I'll sit and learn. What if there's nobody else to do it as well? I'm the most efficient person at the job. That's called Eif Shalasos Dechem. Again, if the tzedakah will be pushed off till tomorrow, so I'll push it off till tomorrow when I'm not learning. But if we can't, right now, the next hour, we have to raise, it's giving day, we got to raise $10 million in the next hour, and nobody else is as good as I can. And if I don't close my Gemara, so the $10 million is not going to make it to tzedakah. So I'm a chuyif to close my Gemara and go do the mitzvah. So we know already what the rules are. That sometimes the rule is you stop learning, sometimes the rule is you don't stop learning. But Ava Bichain, somewhere in the world of Machshav, the Gemara is still wondering, which of the two is greater? It's interesting because sometimes when we talk about a hierarchy, which of the two is theoretically greater, it doesn't necessarily mean which one you're supposed to stop or do. Like the Gemara is a lashon that Gadol Talmud Torah Me'atzalos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalos Nefashos. But at the end of the day, if you're in the middle of a tzitzit and the guy's having a heart attack, you better close your Gemara and take care of the guy's heart attack. You take a Shabbos also. So what is Gadol Talmud Torah Me'atzalos Nefashos? So in theory, if you think about it, Torah, study of Torah is so great, it's greater than Atzalos Nefashos. Why is that? So Rabbi Kotler explains in a different context. He says that imagine if you had the opportunity to save 7 billion people. You could do Atzalos on 7 billion people's lives are in danger. The world's about to self-destruct, and you have the key to keep it going. I would say that's the most important thing you should possibly do. Let's say, Rahman al-Flan, the world's about to be destroyed, and you're Superman. I don't know, you're the one who's going to be able to save the world. You're going to solve the world's problems. And you happen to be on a solo also, and there's one guy in front of you who's having a heart attack right now. What should you do? I'm a sugar, so you go save the 7 billion. Nebuch, the one person is going to die. 7 billion versus one? What's the Shiloh? So that's what Rabban explains, that Tama Tarkanei at Kulam, the Gemara says, Lo Brisi Yom V'Layel Chukushimai V'Aretz L'Samti, that every time you're learning, you are keeping the 7 billion people going. You're keeping the world going. The world would self-destruct if not for Torah. We don't know the exact cheshbon. Maybe someone else is learning. We don't know. Nobody knows who's learning, whose Torah is keeping the world alive. So the institution of Limud HaTorah is keeping the entire civilization, entire humanity going. So in theory, Gadol Tamei Torah, Yos Ritz Al Stafashis. L'maisa, that's not how we pass in L'halacha. If L'halacha L'maisa, if you're learning a Tosfos and someone else is dying, see, of course you close your Gemara and you go help the person. So it doesn't necessarily translate to mean a manifestation practically. So when the Gemara has the Shaila, what's greater in the Olam HaSalyein and what's greater in learning Torah, Shiris HaMitzvot, it's hard to know what that means practically. Well, since when do we learn a Sugya practically? So we're trying to understand what do the words mean. Gadol Torah or Gadol Ma'aseh. So the Gemara concludes that Gadol Torah, Gadol Talmud Shemeiv L'Dei Ma'aseh, that learning Torah is greater because Limud HaTorah leads L'Dei Shmiras HaMitzvot. It doesn't answer the question. So which one is greater? Does that mean that Talmud Torah is greater independently, or is Talmud Torah greater because it also has the factor of Ma'aseh to it? It means when you do ma'isim, you can be a great bal ma'isa, collect loads of tzedakah, I'll do a lot of great, wonderful mitzvahs, but at the end of the day, doing mitzvahs will not lead you to the world of the Beis Medrash. You'll become a great person, great bal ma'isa, but you still won't know the tzedakah. Whereas if you go to the Beis Medrash and you learn, so then learning will also inevitably lead you to do mitzvahs properly as well. So therefore the Gemara is saying that at the end of the day, you should learn because learning has two parts to it, whereas Ma'isim, as great as it is, only has one. So it's not even clear from the Gemara what the ultimate conclusion is, whether Talmud Torah is greater, whether Shmiras HaMitzvot is greater. But the Gemara does have that phrase that one of the factors in this equation is, Gadol Talmud Shemeiv L'Dei Ma'isim, the Talmud Torah leads you L'Dei Ma'isim. How do we understand that statement of Chazal? Gadol Talmud Shemeiv L'Dei Ma'isim. What do those words mean? So you can understand that in different levels. So on one level, it means it in a very, very practical sense of the word. Very, very practical. Namely, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Lo am Aretz Chosid, that if you don't learn, you're not going to know how to do mitzvahs in a practical sense. The Mishnah Berurah, in his introduction to Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, so elaborates upon Shmir Shabbos. He says that the sugyas of Shabbos are so intricate. If a person doesn't spend so much time learning Shabbos, he will inevitably mechal Shabbos. And there's no way that he's not going to end up doing things that are wrong on Shabbos. Even if he learns the Lechol Shabbos, there's a good chance he'll be mechal Shabbos. But he doesn't stand a fighting chance. He has no clue. If he didn't learn Beira, how's he going to know that removing watermelon seeds may be a problem with Beira? If he didn't learn Tochen, how's he going to know that cutting a salad may be a Shabbos Tochen? He didn't learn Shehiyah, Zorah. He doesn't know what's going on in the blech and hot plates and the crock pots. He has no clue what's going on. He's going to follow the derisas, the rabbanans, right and left. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't learn Lechol Shabbos, it's not shayach to observe Shabbos properly. So that's on the most basic elementary level of Gadol Talmud Shemeiv L'Dei Ma'aseh, that practically learning Torah will have a real cause and effect in terms of your practical, intricate details of Shmiras HaMitzvot. This seems to be what Rabbi Yonah understood in his Perush in Pirkei Avos, when the Mishnah says that if a person forgets some of his learning, so it's a big, big problem. The Mishnah says that if you forget something that you learned, so Yechai Misa, doesn't mean Skila, means Yechai Misa V'dei Shemayim, because it says, Pentishkach HaSadvarim, U'shmo Nafshcha Miyob, Pentishkach HaSadvarim. So the Mishnah tones it down a little bit. The Mishnah says that, let's say a guy forgets his learning because he's so busy learning new things. So let's say he doesn't remember everything from the last sugya because he's still orangutan in this sugya. If he would take the bechina from the fall now, maybe he would get a 60. See, in the fall he got a 90, now he got a 60. So he's chai misa 30 points. So no, because he's doing so well this month, he's learning these sugyas. So takfala mishnaso. So by human, human frailty, he forgot some of the things they learned before. So the Mishnah says that's not what we're talking about. What the Mishnah means when it says that Chayim Misa, that means the guy is Mesirim Belibo. That means that some say he doesn't chazan. That's one shot. The other shot is that, no, he actively says, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to remember anymore. I'm trying to forget it. It's not important to me anymore. So he treats his learning lightly, that he doesn't even bother to care to have any sake of any retention of his learning. He takes the Bechina. As long as he got 100 on the Bechina, then the next morning he says, good, I want to forget all this. I don't have any room in my brain to store all this stuff. So that's actually Yeshiv Yisim Libo, but that's a big, big problem. Why is it so terrible to forget what one learned? So Rabbi Yonah writes in his Perush in Pirkei Avos, it's terrible to forget what you learned, because it's going to impact on your Shemiras HaMitzvahs, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Shichas Talmud may be Zadon. A person forgets what they learned, and they're going to do Averis. He learned Tuchel Shabbos, he's got 100 in every Bechina, and then he decides to forget what he learned. He doesn't want to think about Shabbos anymore. So now next year, when they're learning Bava Kamma, he has no idea whether he can put food back in a Blach or not. So because he wasn't careful in his learning, because of his Shechech, Davrecha, Mishnah, so that's going to detract from Shemiras HaMitzvahs. So that's a very, very cause of effect, very Olam Hazeh orientation, that a person's doing learning Torah will impact positively on the Shemiras HaMitzvahs, and not learning Torah will impact greatly on his Shemiras HaMitzvahs in a very, very real, practical sense in Olam Hazeh. And then there's perhaps another understanding of Godel Talmud Shemei Lodei Ma'aseh. The Torah leads a person to Shemiras HaMitzvahs in a more of a emotional sense, more of a spiritual sense, that we know that when we spend time on something, so that something becomes very dear to me, it becomes meaningful to me. If I spend a lot of time on learning a sugya, so then not just am I going to know the intricate details of that sugya, but I'm going to become close to that sugya. That sugya is going to become my best friend. That's going to become very, very close, going to become part of me. So let's say, l'moshel, a person is sitting and learning Masechah Shabbos, so your Shmir Shabbos is going to be different. Not only because you know what you're doing better, but because, hey, this is so much a part of me. I spend 6 days a week learning Sugya Zabayra. Now when I sit at that table and they bring me that watermelon with those seeds, wow, kashmach, look at this is a different Shmir Shabbos. It's such a more meaningful Shmir Shabbos. Well, let's say Lamashal, the guy's learning Masechas Rosh Hashanah. He spends the whole summer learning Rosh Hashanah. When the Baal Tekeh gets up and starts blowing that shofar, it's a different shvab, it's a different truth, it's a different Chol Hashem. We've all experienced this in our own lives. The mitzvahs that we spend time on, when we get around to doing the mitzvahs, not only are we practically doing the mitzvahs better, but we feel this kinyan, we feel this connection, we feel this closeness to the particular mitzvah. Now, some Masechtas, it's very easy to feel that. Others, it's a little bit harder. Let's say last year we spent a lot of time learning Masechah Sukkah. So you learn Sukkah and Lulav the whole year. So I imagine anyone who was in the shiur last year, we spent the whole year on Sukkah and Lulav, and now you pick up a Lulav and you sit in your Sukkah. This year, it's a different Sukkah, different Lulav. This year, Bava Kamma, it's going to be a little harder. So let's say if somebody smashes somebody else's car this year, so if you happen to back out and smash the guy's car, you're going to get so excited and say, well, I'm another mamazik. He's a shor, he's a mazik, he's a peshe, it's a peshe gom, it's a tazim, right? It's going to be really exciting. Well, let's say if my dog gets loose and it goes eat somebody else's food, I'm going to say, wow, this is Shane. This is exciting. I can't believe I have a Shane. Or I dropped the banana peel and somebody broke their neck on it. Well, I created a barbershop around. That's the greatest feeling in the world. So again, there are some sectors that we don't want to, put that much into practice. I imagine a guy sitting and learning about his Zara, so when he sees somebody worshiping idols, that doesn't get him too excited, but he gets a little excited. Okay, so Masechta by Masechta. So there are different levels, different degrees of Gadol Talmud Shemei Lodei Ma'aseh. Perhaps both of these ideas of Gadol Talmud Shemei Lodei Ma'aseh play out in terms of our Yontif preparation, because Chazal speak about multiple preparations in the realm of the Beis Medrash for each Yom Tov, and particularly with Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, so the famous Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that Shol Medarsh B'chus Pesach, Kara Pesach Lamed Yom. That you have to learn the sugyas, you have to be Shol V'Davish, you have to discuss the sugyas of B'chus Pesach 30 days before Yom Tov. And then the Gemara says the end of Maseches Megillah that Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shehu Shol B'chus Pesach B'Pesach Atzeres B'Atzeres Chag B'Chag. There was a special takana. V'David Moshe Tzmad Hashem, a special takana that first of all we read the parashas of the Yom Tov and we learned halacha to the Yom Tov. It's not enough just to read the Chumash. You have to have Torah Shabbat Peh. You have to discuss. You have to shiur Minuchos Pesach on Pesach itself. So the Acharonim already, the earlier Acharonim, Beis Yosef already raises this kasha. Says that it seems to be almost a contradiction. That in one place the Gemara talks about preparing 30 days before, and then the Gemara talks about discussing the sugyas on Pesach itself. So which one is it? So that's a question, whether it's even a question in the first place. Those who were at my shiur last Thursday night, I think we mentioned this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes based on the Rishalm, he quotes the Acharonim, who seem to say that the two different chiyuvim, one's a chavis atzibur, one's a chavis ayochid, that the tzibur has to make available shiurim before Pesach. The rabbanim in town have to make sure they talk a little bit about the Yom Tov before Yom Tov, but nobody has to come to the shiur. But the chavis ayochid only begins on Yom Tov itself. That's an interesting answer. We don't want to mafash them that to the balabata, but that's an interesting answer. But maybe the question is not such a strong question to begin with. Maybe there are almost two different dimensions that are being played out here. In terms of the the preparation, practical preparation for Yom Tov, you can't wait till Pesach itself. Obviously, you're going to sit and start learning the Sugya of Shvisu on the third day of Chol HaMoed. That's not going to bode well. So you want to know what to do about B'Dikas Chometz. You have to start Shloshim Yom Kedem Chag. You want to kasha your kitchen properly, you got to learn Shloshim Yom. You want to bake matzahs properly, you got to start Shloshim Yom. So from the practical dimension, of course it has to be Kedem Chag. But maybe what Chazal is telling us is the secondary aspect that plays out on Yom Tov itself. Namely, on Yom Tov itself, I should sin the Rangatot to talk about Tashbisu. That's not going to help me. I did Tashbisu already 4 days ago. Midiraisa Bitu B'Yamasagi. I'm going to sit and say Shuv about Bitu Chometz on third day Chol HaMoed. You can't be Mevatel Chometz even if you wanted to on Chol HaMoed. Bitul doesn't work after Shas Issa. I'm going to sit and discuss the Lomdus, the Amkus of Erev Pesach after Chatzos on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Well, what does that do anything? So the answer is, if you have approached to Limud HaTorah, to Gadol Tam, which may be the Ma'isa, is just a cause and effect practical, so then you have to plan the Talmud in enough time that you'll be able to implement the Ma'isa. But if you go with the second idea, that Gadol Tam, which may be Ma'isa, addresses our connection to the mitzvahs, our love, our tehirus, our love, our chavivus, our mitzvahs, and now it connects me to the Yom Pesach in a much more of a metaphysical way, rather than just a physical way. It's a metaphysical connection. It's a connection of true love and endearment of mitzvah. So then I can orangutan on Pesach, the sugya is the Pesach itself. And even though it's not necessarily relevant right now, that'll also accomplish something. So maybe that was all included in this dual takana. That Shleishim Yom, that's for the practical dimension. And then on Yom proper is for the almost like the more of the emotional connection. But the Chora, this all makes a lot of sense to learn Hukkas Pesach before Pesach, and then to learn more of Hukkas Pesach on Pesach itself. But every once in a while, you run into a little bit of a problem. This year, we don't have this problem because Yeshiva is learning Bava Kamma. But some years, Yeshiva is learning Maseches Pesachim. So we always have this issue. I remember when I was in high school, 1 year we were learning 11th grade, we were learning Pesachim. And the whole year, we were talking to Shpisa by Rav Batsi, by the back of my head. And then all of a sudden, Pesach came, and it was Gevaldig Yontif. It was different than any other Yontif before. It was so inspiring, so exciting that everything we had been speaking about was really came to life. And then we came back to Yeshiva the day after Pesach. In high school, there's actually school after Pesach. So it was like 2 months after Pesach. And we learned the second Berakah Pesachim. And I remember the Rebbe had a big challenge. And I remember the first words he said to us the first day we came back. He said that, okay, now we have a big challenge because we had to go back to the second Berakah Pesachim, go back to Tashbisu by Rav Matzah and Yisrael Chilas Chometz and Yisrael Noshebo with the same gusto, the same excitement that we had 3 weeks before. That's really, really hard. For an 11th grade kid, that's really, really hard. So what's the answer to that dilemma? How do you go about doing that? So I think the answer to that lies in Parshas Metzora. That the Gemara comments in Masechet Sanhedrin that there are a few Parshas scattered in the Chumash that lohoyv lo yia, that they never happened. Don't bother writing a Shulchan Aruch had a pasuk on it because it's never going to happen anyway. So what were the three mitzvahs that never ever happened? One is Bayis HaMenuga, that there was never a house that actually had a Neged Saras in the proper amount, the right shia with the right place, with the right maneuvering. There was never ever, the whole parsha, the 20 psukim with the longer rashis, about what you do when the Neged comes and goes and comes and goes, the whole thing, l'hoyed v'ayim, never ever happened. What else never ever happened? Ben Tzor HaMoyrin never happened. And what else never happened? Yoni Dachas never happened. See, it never happened. Amish never happened. So v'lama nitnu, so why were they given to Klai? So d'reish v'kabal schar. They were given to us to darshan them, to learn them. We can spend the whole year learning Yoni Dachas and then Tzeremura, by Samruga, Kabul Schar, and you get a Gebal Tzichar for being Derish them. So there are multiple interpretations of what that means, Derosh for Kabul Schar. Some say that it just means learn, just learn and get Schar. Others say Derosh means delve into these parashas because there's some unique messages in these parashas. Even though it's not Lamaisa, there's very, very powerful Musa, powerful Hashkofa in each of these parashas. And again, different messages behind each one of them. So the Chavetz Chaim raised the question, and this is Gemara. Chavetz Chaim said, what do you mean Derosh V'Kabal Schar? It makes it sound like we ran out of mitzvahs to learn. It means we finished everything else already. We finished all the shas, and we have nothing else to do. We're twiddling our thumbs right now. The Rosh Hashanah said, listen, I'll give you a break. I'll give you a few more dafim. Give you two blot in the end of Sanhedrin. Give you a blot here about Ben Tzor HaMoreh. Give you a couple of Mishnayos in the Goyim to keep you busy for another couple of weeks. Derosh V'Kabal Schar. What would have been wrong with being Dorish Shechel Shabbos and Kashrus Tavshil? There was nothing else to learn. So Chavetz Chaim said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafke B'Chachmasa wanted to give us certain mitzvahs that have absolutely no relevance to L'maisa, that can never ever relate to this world. The part of Chachmas Hashem Yisbarach, the Torah HaKadosh, the Chachmas Hashem goes way beyond this world. We get we see a sliver, a mash, a tipa, tipa minayam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. He said, what do we see? We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah in this world. We see it in the world of nature. We see it in the world of, you know, history. We get a little taste of a mash, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. There's so much vast, so much more. Even in the physical world, there's so much more we don't even have a clue about. What was the big discovery yesterday? What's the top of the news? A black hole. Somebody actually found one of these things. For 100 years, they've been talking about these things. No one ever knew where they really existed. And what I understand, what happened? Someone got close to it with a cell phone and took a picture of it. It was so complicated. They were just trying to describe to us how they even got this, some kind of a representation in the world of gashmius of this black hole. How far away is this black hole?
Far.
How far? Put it on Waze. How long will it take you to get there? It'll take you a few years to get there, okay? Come on. Quadrillion, and then some, whatever numbers you have there, light years, and you'll get there, okay? So, and that's only something, that's another tipa minayam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us in the last, whatever, since, who came up with the idea? Einstein thought of the idea of the black holes? But then it was his, he was camp with the theory, right? So in the last 100 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that little bit. Guess what? There may be something past that black hole that we didn't even know about. And guess what? There's a whole world of ruchnius that the scientists have no idea about. Nobody knows what these things are. Srafim, v'yofanim, v'chayos, hakodesh. We haven't gotten pictures of them yet. There's a lot of strange things, a lot of things going on. Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach. Things that are well beyond our smartphones taking pictures of. So there's a lot of stuff out there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different times, different history, different tkufas, gives us a little bit of a mash, or a little bit of tipa minayam. So in the realm of Torah also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a vast Torah. There's so much here. This can keep us going for centuries. And this is a tipa minayam. This is a drop. This is a drop in a bucket of the Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach. You open up like you take a look at the lines in Nefesh HaChayim, you read certain quotes from the Vilna Gaon, talking about things that are... We don't even know what. We can't even understand what the first words are. Forget about the Aramaic Zohar. We don't even understand the Amash or Tipashim, a tipa Vinayam of what they're talking about. So they had such a vast, deep understanding of Chalakim of Torah that we don't even begin to comprehend, not even the foggiest notion of what they're talking about. And even they didn't have everything. They had a tipa Vinayam of what the Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach is. So there's so much there. So the Chabad Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain mitzvahs that just don't relate to this world. They're not part of this world. Yirni Dachas is not really part of this world. And Ben Sermer is not really part of this world. And Baisaruk is not really part of this world. It can't play out in this world. But it's still Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Chabad Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted the Chachmasa to give us parashas that are not relevant to us, to indicate to us that don't think that the whole goal of Torah is Gadol Talmud Shem Everyday Ma'isa. As important as everything we said before is, don't think that that's all there is. That those are two dimensions of Talmud Torah. But there's a whole other dimension of Talmud Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim, and that's Limud HaTorah, just because it's Limud HaTorah. That's it. There's no agenda, there's no reason, that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, gave us Toshim Echsav, gave us Toshim Apeh. I'm sitting and learning Bava Kama, whether I ever will see a Bor B'Shus Rabim, or whether I don't see a Bor B'Shus Rabim. I sit and I learn the fourth parak of Yevamos, about four brothers marrying two sisters and two dying. Is it going to happen in my lifetime? Highly unlikely. A person is sitting and learning Mishnayos in Uksin. He hasn't seen Tumas Ochlin in quite some time. Maybe upon a Mikdash, we'll have Tumas Ochlin come back. It doesn't make a difference. In terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whether you're learning a Sifkatan and a Mishnah Berurah and a Chashavas about how to separate your watermelon seeds, or whether you're learning some esoteric, deep concept about whether Shol is this Chayim Mishasha Elim, okay, this kid has some Nafka Midazulina once in a blue moon, whether you're learning some Sugi, come on, give me a good Sugi that we learned that. Come on, give me a good one. A good really, really... What? Oh, the guy shooting the arrow. The guy shoots the arrow and then he dies on the spot. Wow, it happens all the time, right? It's Chochmei Torah, Olam Zanitzarech. So we have to revamp our entire approach to Limud HaTorah. So we walk away from the Sugyas in Bava Kama, Gadol Talmud Shem Everyday Ma'isa, and multiple levels. So Gadol Talmud Shem Everyday Ma'isa, practically. Gadol Talmud Shem Everyday Ma'isa connects me to a mitzvah. But there's a third aspect of Gadol Talmud Shem Everyday Ma'isa. Namely, when a person learns Torah, no matter which Chenek Torah he's learning, Masechet Yevamos about the four brothers, that's going to impact the Shemir Shabbos. He's learning some esoteric sugya in Bor about philosophy, Shiva Sefer, the Einest by a Bor or something. That's going to impact his davening. person sitting and learning some wild sugya about some in the middle of tucked away in a tights in the middle of zvachim to ask an impact on his bedav lechavero. We don't always see it because we look at very we live in a world of cause and effect. We have to be able to see a direct correlation. That's what the Gemara says. Gadol Talmud shemeivul de ma'isa. That Talmud Torah, the more person learns, the more person becomes a reservoir of Chachmas Hashem Yisbarach, that will impact on his ma'isim. He will become a different person. Don't be so nervous about connecting the dots. Don't be so careful and saying, "Oh, Rabbi, come on, it's not relevant." So what about? There's no such thing as not relevant in Torah. Now that concept doesn't exist. That's a very secular, Western kind of If I don't need this course to help me to graduate, if I don't need this piece of information to help me get a better job, so therefore I don't learn it. That's Torah Lishma is, I learn anything and everything. Torah Hilamda Nitzarech. So this is all part of Gadol Talmud Shemeivul De Ma'isa. So as we get ready for Yom Tov, hopefully that's Yom next week, we're going to kick off the Shiurim, a couple of days of Shiurim about Inyana Diyoma. So there'll be Inyana Diyoma on multiple levels. Hopefully Mitzvah Shem help us know how to do the mitzvahs a little bit better. It will hopefully endear the mitzvahs to us a little bit more, and it will create a little bit more of the Yedin Chachmas HaTorah, no matter what it is. Based on what I'm saying, we should really give the Pesach Shurim after Yom Tov is over. That would be the more correct thing to do, but we want to salvage the first two parts also. So hopefully everybody should come next week. Mitzvah Shem will give some Mar Makom. We should keep the guys busy for Sunday and Monday. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbat.